T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Couple of things from this past weekend. Number one, very quietly, like a church mouse, the San Diego Los Angeles yes. Chargers are playing really good football. Now, granted, they have beaten up three teams that are probably not playoff teams. The Niners and Raiders, clearly not. The Browns, probably not. We'll see what they are. They made Baker Mayfield look bad. They've won 3 in a row, 4 out of 5. They're doing it without Joey Bosa. Eventually, they're going to get him back. Melvin Gordon's been playing really well. The quarterback, Phillip Rivers, is playing really well. And the Chargers are very quietly becoming one of those good football teams in the AFC, also known as the Patriots Invitational.
Yeah. No, you're 100% right. And I love the Browns in this game yesterday. It was one of my picks. In fact, the only one I lost actually was 2-1 this week.
Right.
But not only am I surprised that the Chargers beat them like they won the game, but they destroyed them in this game.
Killed them.
I mean, the Browns were never in the game.
No,
they blew them out in this game.
Absolutely. I think the Browns are going to be like that. They're going to be a very up-and-down team. And
yeah.
I think that there's a few things about the Chargers that always will make us nervous. They're the Chargers. They don't really have a home field advantage. They're
right,
in a very
right.
tough division, especially with the way Kansas City is playing. But they're
well,
a good football
team. It's really just
team.
The Chiefs right now.
Yeah, honestly, it's just them.
Right.
I guess that from that standpoint,
right,
winning
right.
the division is going to be a tough task
right.
because of the way Kansas City's playing. Though they're only a game back now.
Right.
Really, too, because they lost to them head-to-head.
Right.
But the non-home field advantage thing is a big deal. They don't have that, which
not at
most
all.
Teams in the NFL have. But they're a very talented team, and they left no doubt. It got so bad, Geno Smith got in the game.
Yeah,
that's all you need to
know. That is unbelievable.
I watched a little bit of the Viking-Cardinal game. A couple issues with the Vikings.
Can I just thank the Vikings
yes.
for keeping me alive in the knockout pool? Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Minnesota.
Were you ever truly nervous?
No, I not really. I mean, they did tie the game. I know because I'm at the Jet game, so
right.
but I'm watching the scoreboard. It was 3-0 early for the Cardinals. I think it was 10-10 at one point.
Yeah. Yep.
And then once they took the lead, I kind of felt, you know what? There's not the Cardinals aren't winning this game.
No. I watched a little bit of this game, and I noticed two issues that the Jets have to take advantage of next week against Minnesota. Because the Vikings are a good football team.
Yeah.
They're
oh,
not
yeah.
a great football team.
No.
They're not the team from a year ago. Their offensive line really struggled in this game, and Kirk Cousins had a tough time protecting the football. That is going to be a way the Jets can blow this game up. A guy like Leonard Williams has got to get
yep.
to the quarterback.
Yep. Well, they haven't done a real good job at that,
no,
that's for sure.
But you can. And the Arizona Cardinals kind of showed you the script yesterday on how you can do it against Minnesota and this quarterback who's played well. And they had a run game. You know, Latavius Murphy played really well.
Buck 55.
And it looked like Dalvin Cook was going to play. He was just going to be on, quote-unquote, a pitch count, which is this very popular term everybody loves to use now in the NFL, even though there's no pitches. That's
yes.
a baseball term.
Yes. Wow.
But whatever. And then we got that Dolphin Bear game, which was just infuriating.
Unbelievable.
To watch.
That's unbelievable they came back. And then especially when Drake fumbles on them 1 yard line in overtime, you feel, this is it. The Bears are going to win this game now. And then, what was it, a 53-yard field goal they missed there, which would have won the game for the Bears?
Yeah. They had a chance to win. It was
they
a 53-yard field goal, you're right, with about 2 minutes left. And even after that, I'm hoping, all right, maybe they'll get a tie out of this thing. It seems like weekly there's a threat of a tie. There's a threat
you're,
of it.
Yes, you're
doesn't
right.
Doesn't mean we're going to get it,
right,
but there's
right,
a threat of it.
Right.
And early in this game, because I was keeping a very close eye on this game, the Bears were down 7-0. They had the ball on the 1 yard line, and they fumbled at the goal line.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Who's that, Cohen that fumbled?
I think it was Jordan Howard, and Kiko Alonso made a big play to force a turnover.
He's had a good year, Kiko Alonso.
Yeah.
He really has.
So this game featured a lot of that, a lot of sloppiness. I mean, I don't know what the Bears are. I'm hopeful of what the Bears are based on the bet I made. But this game left a lot to be desired.
Well, we want the Bears to win this week, but not the week after.
No, after next week. Listen,
we definitely want them to win this coming week.
Yeah. For 1 week, I'm no Bear fan, that's for sure. But they missed so many tackles in this game. Khalil Mack wasn't the same factor that he was most of this season when he's been an MVP kind of player. And the other thing was I thought that Coach Nagy, in a way, cost them the game. Because on that 53-yard field goal, the play calling before the field goal was Herm Edwards-like conservative. I mean, basically, he showed no faith in his quarterback. None whatsoever. He ran three run plays and said, all right, let's go play for this field goal. That's basically what he decided to do. And the problem is, you're playing for a 53-yard field goal?
Yeah. Yep.
Hey,
yep.
Really?
Yep.
You feel confident about that?
That is very Herman Edwards-esque.
Yeah, very much so. And then, remember, you missed that field goal, which they did, which is a long field goal. You're basically giving the Dolphins the game because they had the ball at the 40.
Yeah. Now you're right.
So I had 100%. A problem with Coach Nagy and his conservative play calling, and we'll see if the Bears can bounce back, because I think they're one of those teams where we're still not really sure what they are.
Yeah. No, I think it's fair to say it that way. How about Houston? We talked about them a little bit. They now have won three games in a row, and, of course, Josh Allen got hurt in this game, and Peterman comes in, actually throws a touchdown pass to give the Bills the lead, and then he became Peterman again because at the end he throws the game-winning touchdown pass to Jonathan Joseph.
Yes.
Who takes it in for the score for Houston.
That was unbelievable.
On the pick.
That was truly unbelievable. Great performance by the Texan defense. The Buffalo Bills, if you're a Bill fan, here's what you're depressed about. Your defense played a hell of a game.
Yeah. They really
did. They did everything to win this game, and if you had competent quarterback play, you win this game. Imagine that. You win this game in Houston, you'd be feeling like we're feeling at 3-3 in the AFC East. And all of a sudden, the Texans, who lost right. in their own building to the Giants.
And had lost, like, you know, going back to last year, lost like 8 or 9 games in a row.
Yeah.
And now they've won 3 in a row.
They're tied for first place.
Yep.
They have a huge game, like you mentioned, coming up with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yep.
And
yep.
how about the ending to this Falcon-Buccaneer game?
Oh, my God.
It was everything you thought in that. We saw a lot of offense. We got the over, 63. Matt Ryan had a great, great game. He was throwing the football.
Julio Jones, big game. Still didn't get in the end zone. But
I know. He has the record for most receptions to begin a year without getting in the end zone.
Is that right?
Yeah. So good job, Julio. Congratulations on that history. But the Buccaneers try this insane lateral play.
Almost pulled it off.
Yeah, they almost did. DeSean Jackson had an open lane if he fields that football cleanly and going into the end zone. But isn't that play call a little crazy? You're at the 22-yard line. That's the play you're calling?
Yeah. It is kind
of. What are we doing
it
here?
It is a little weird.
You can't try to throw the ball in the end zone?
Yeah.
You don't think you have a better shot with that?
You would think so. But
against the Falcon defense?
You would think so.
That's crazy, man.
Got to ask Dirk Cutter about that.
He's not long for this world.
No, I don't disagree.
As the head coach of the Buccaneers.
Right. Well,
sure,
yes.
He's long for the world, not in that job.
Right.
But I thought what was really risky, is Atlanta's up 2. There's 2 minutes to go. I'm locked in on this game. I had the Falcons laying the 3. All right. They're up by 2. They go for a 57-yard field goal, up by 2 with 2 minutes to go. Now, think about this. You don't hit that field goal. You're going to lose a game.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. You're going to lose the freaking game. You're
going to get the ball right there.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to hand the football back to Tampa Bay. You're only going to be up 2. Now, what were your options at that point? You could have punted and really tried to pin them back and play defense. But I think what it came down to is he trusted Matt Bryan to kick a 57-yard field goal much more than he trusted his defense to stop the Buccaneers from marching from their own 10-yard line to, let's say, the Atlanta 40 to kick a game-winning field goal. And Bryan hits the 57-yard field goal and then gets hurt on the kick. He got hurt kicking the 57-yard field goal. I thought that was a real gutty/could-have-been-stupid decision by Coach Quinn, but it worked, and Atlanta covered the number, and they won, and they escaped.
Yep.
And they can score a lot of points, but they can't stop a nosebleed.
That's an epidemic in the entire league because you are seeing it. I mean, did you give me the stat about the most 40-point games that we've seen in how many years, and it's only like 6 games into the season?
Not a surprise, man.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
We're getting points all over the place.
All over.
We also had, I guess, controversy at the end of the Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game on the Antonio Brown game-winning touchdown. There could have been a pick play. It could have been an offensive pass interference. They didn't call it. But the Steelers continue
to dominate the Bengals.
That's it, man.
It really is.
That's
amazing.
What they do. They never lose to the Bengals in Cincinnati.
Never.
It's 9 out of 10, including the playoffs. And here's the formula for the Bengals, who I still think can make the playoffs. I think they're a very talented team. They're losing the playoffs right away, by the way.
Well, they always do.
Of course. But they can make the playoffs. They find different creative ways to lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers every single time. And so what they decided to do this time is score too quickly and then watch the Steelers, where all they need is a field goal, march down the field, and score a game-winning touchdown with Antonio Brown. That's how they decided this time. And the Steelers continue to beat the Cincinnati Bengals.
And I thought that one of the most interesting comments was by Roethlisberger after the game when he's talking about the kid Connor, who rushed for 100 yards again. Okay, I think it's two straight games over 100 yards.
Yep.
you know, I mean, and he basically says, well, you know, it's basically saying it's too bad it's his last game. Le'Veon's coming back. The kid's fine. I mean, to me, that was as big a shot at Le'Veon Bell as you could have.
Well, the team can't love him right now.
No.
How can you?
You can't.
Okay, the guy basically.
Then he got their bye week, and then he's coming back.
Right, right.
And I think they play Cleveland after that.
Yeah, I mean, he basically walked out the door. Basically said, "I'm not that interested in you." You know, look, it's business, and you understand why. But is it really even business? Because it's not like he's holding out for more money. They can't give him more money. He's really holding himself out to keep himself fresh for next year's free agency.
So he cashes in.
Yeah.
Sure.
Good win by the Redskins. The Redskins may be the biggest enigma in the NFL. You talk about the week-to-week nature of the NFL. What the heck are the Redskins?
Yeah, well, how about, all right, 23-17. They're 3-2. They lead the division. They played the Cowboys this week.
Yes.
That's an interesting game.
Very much so, especially considering the Cowboys are coming off their demolition of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yep.
Very interesting. And you know, we touched on this earlier. The Ravens may be the only.
Maybe.
Maybe. And that is the key word because I don't even know if it's the case. They may be the only elite defense.
Let me say this. Well, they're going to get a chance to show how elite their defense is because they play the Saints this week.
That's going
to
be a test.
The game is in Baltimore, but 11 sacks yesterday of Mariota. 11.
10 completions for Mariota, 11 sacks.
Unbelievable. And
this was the stat that jumped out at me. You talk about ball control. The amount of plays the Baltimore Ravens ran on offense yesterday, 72. The amount of plays the Tennessee Titans ran on offense, 29.
Wow.
29. I mean, they barely had the football.
That is unbelievable.
And, you know, we have to admit something. We have to admit something. Marcus Mariota's just not that good.
No, he's not.
He's not that good.
I completely agree. He's not that good.
I think the reality is starting to set in on that. So when we talk about teams that don't need quarterbacks, you know, you kind of take Tennessee and you shade them more towards the middle now.
I got to say this, too. And it's the same draft. I don't know how good Jameis Winston is.
I agree with
him. How good is he?
I agree with him.
I have no idea.
You don't know?
Is he?
That's why. You know, because one of the things I think that's working for the Giants is that there aren't a lot of teams that need their franchise quarterback. Because
right.
a lot of teams think they have it or they have it.
Right.
But
right.
there are a bunch of teams that are shading more towards needing it. The Oakland Raiders are one of them. I mean, do they believe in Derek Carr anymore?
Nah, look, to me, Derek Carr had one real good year, and really, is he any good? We don't even know that. And he got hurt yesterday, too.
He did. It's probably a good thing for him. And you want to play for this mess right now?
Yep.
But he leads the league in interceptions.
I'll tell you, another team that needs a quarterback is the Broncos.
Yes.
I mean, let's be honest. And yesterday, watching a lot of that game, it was really the only relatively close game in the late window.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And, you know, the Broncos actually made a comeback to make it close in that game. But, you know, they can't stop the run. Back-to-back weeks with over 200 yards rushing, a 200-yard rusher, Crowell and then Gurley yesterday. But, you know, Case Keenum, really?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
No, they need a quarterback.
No, of course.
No, they'll be the competition the Giants have in drafting Herbert from Oregon at this point. But it's amazing in this modern NFL where running backs, there aren't that many of them, and there's a lot of shared carries in the National Football League. The Broncos have managed to allow 200 yards on the ground to individuals over the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
Not team rushing, individuals.
Yep. Yep.
Isaiah Crowell, obviously, with the Jets.
Yep. Yep.
And Todd Gurley, and I don't think there's any question.
No,
I mean, Todd Gurley's best running back in the NFL.
Best back in the league.
No
I'm
doubt.
With you. I'm with you 100%.
And we touched a little bit
on
the
And they're the best team in the league right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, right now it's tough to argue with it. They haven't lost a game yet.
Nope.
They look pretty good.
Yep.
And the Patriot-Chief game was everything you could have wanted. You got 83 points, a lot of it in the second half of this game. You had the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes bouncing back from what was not a great first half.
They were down 24-9 at halftime, and they couldn't put the ball in the end zone. They were settling for field goals. And you're saying to yourself, man, you know, this game looks like it's going to be a blowout.
It felt that way.
Yeah.
And that was the impressive thing if you're a Chief fan. You're upset you lost, no doubt, but you got to love this quarterback.
Yeah, you
what
do.
What a bounce-back second half he had. And Tyreek Hill, I mean, geez, it's like a track meet with him.
Well, they got some tremendous weapons on his team. Hill, Hunt, Kelsey, and they got a lot of guys.
But here's the negative, and this is why I picked the Patriots, even though I lost by half a point, so I didn't win. But one of the things that's wrong with Kansas City is their defense is awful. In fact, and I know it's the modern NFL, so you take this with a grain of
and
salt.
And Justin Houston is out, too.
Yes. Take this with a grain of salt. But the Chiefs are on pace to give up the most yards in a single season in NFL history.
Is that really true? I didn't realize that.
I get it. Well, there's more yards. I totally get where we are. But they do not have a good defense right now. And if they're going to win anything, I don't know, Joe, if they're going to be able to outscore everybody 45-40. They'll be able to win a lot of games that way, but will they be able to win enough games that way?
Well, we'll see. But this is what the league is. I mean, you know, look, it's a fantasy football league. That's what it's all about now. They want these kind of high-scoring games. They're doing whatever they can to legislate against the defense. I mean, we all know that with the roughing the passer and all the different stupid rules that they have. And, you know, that's what it is. You're going to have a lot of points. There's no, like you said, it looks like the Ravens are the one team. I mean, forget about the Jaguars. We thought the Jaguars had a defense. Well, not against the Cowboys yesterday, and it wasn't exactly, you know, Aikman, Smith, and Michael Irvin playing for the Cowboys. So I don't know what to say about the state of defense in the NFL right now, bro. I really don't.
No, you're right. You're right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.